Earth, Sky.
Today, the fate of leafcutter ants as they age. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. When leafcutter ants wear out their cutting mandibles, those sharp appendages near the ant's mouth, they look for a new job, according to researchers from the University of Oregon.
The researchers found that as leafcutter ants get older, their razor-like mandibles become dull. Eventually, the ants transition from cutting leaves to the job of carrying leaves. These ants harvest fresh leaves and grow a fungus on them, the main source of food for the ant colony. If you've ever stumbled across a stream of these ants headed back from a leaf to their colony, you know the pieces of leaves the ants carry can be up to several times the ant's body weight.
The scientists created an instrument that could measure the force required to slice a leaf with the mandible of an ant. They observed the time it took the ants to cut the leaves. They saw that older ants might cut through leaves only half as fast as younger ones and spend twice as much energy doing it. The scientists also observed for the first time that as mandibles wear out, it affects which ants carry leaves versus which ones cut leaves.
The researchers still aren't sure how the ants themselves decide when to switch careers. For more science, come to earthsky.org or search for us as Earth Sky on Facebook. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.